Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. Today we're continuing our discussion on just being a calm person. Now, when we talk about calmness, you know, many of us have great intentions, but we're human, and sometimes we fall off that proverbial horse. And for me, I do my best to stay on that path. I try to stay calm. I try to stay positive. But more frequently than I'd like to admit, I lose my balance. And there's a need when that happens for a support system. Now, I have some close friends, and there's a few family members that are really helpful in bringing me back to center. So those are people that I go to when I find myself just not being the way I want to be, when I find myself losing my temper and just getting away from who I want to be. I have those people to help bring me back. And on top of that, I have a coach. And the coach really helps me to not only stay calm, but to help me form my vision for my life. Right? I get together with her. We talk through some challenges. And then my vision starts to come. And now that I have the vision in place, you know, she can then provide the guidance for me to help keep me on that path and hold me accountable to stay on that path. And in the process, it really does keep me calm, because if I'm following my vision and I'm really looking at who I want to be and I'm staying focused on that outcome, you know, what I don't want to be is a raving lunatic, right? I don't want to be that angry person. I don't want to let things bother me. I don't want to fly off the handle. And I'm not saying I never do. Of course I do. But what's happened, as the older I've gotten and the more work I've done on myself, it happens less frequently. And I'm getting better at learning how to stay calm. I'm getting better at relaxing. I'm getting better at maintaining that balance in my life. Am I where I want to be? Absolutely not. But having that support system makes a big difference in what I'm doing each day. So I invite you to think about who your support system is. Do you have people around you? Are there friends that just calm you down, that are able to put things in balance for you? Are there family members that serve that role? And if you're not using a coach, have you considered using somebody or confiding in somebody that can help you get where you want to go? And I think that's an important thing, and it's something you should really contemplate. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and just suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about having a physical space around you, a place where you can go to really help you stay calm, and then using that space as a way to disconnect from what's happening around you. For today, I invite you to look at your support system. Do you have the people that you can go to that can help you maintain that sense of calmness in your life? If you have those people in your life, are you truly taking advantage of that? In other words, are you going to them? Are you getting help when you find yourself coming a little bit unraveled, when you find yourself getting a little bit off balance? Are you going to those people that are around you that are there to support you? And then the other thought is, do you have somebody that's maybe outside your friends and family that you can go to? Somebody like a coach, somebody that can help keep you on that path that you want to be on. If you want to become a better baseball player, you hire a coach. If you want to learn how to swim faster, you hire a coach. If you want to do better in life, fulfill the dreams that you have for yourself, spend more time doing what you want to do, just maintaining an overall sense of balance and calmness in your life, think about hiring a coach to help you get there.